you doing?
Oh, I don't know. My stomach's been bothering me today.
Uh-oh. Do you feel like meeting tonight?
Well, I figure I'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Hello, Magic. Looks like we're keeping you awake. How rude of us.
Playing and then I brought him over here with me back to my desk and he's like, I could take a nap now.
Well, he definitely looks like that is his plan.
Yeah.
I know Lily's giving me the evil eye over here because I was sitting in the recliner. She likes to sleep on my lap when I'm sitting there, and I had to get up to come over to the computer. So she's like, oh, all right. You could just tell she's definitely got the vibe of she lets you know what she's thinking. There's no doubt about it. And she judges harshly. She judges. And it's funny because you know too. You look right at her and she's like, what? What? This is going in your permanent record.
Hi, Gail.
Hi,
How you
Gail.
doing? Oh, catching my breath. It's been a busy week. I've had company all week. Oh, geez. When does she go home?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow. Oh, okay.
She came Thursday last week, so yeah.
Wow. I meant to tell you, if you wanted to show her the video of Land and Dragon, that's okay.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it. Have you sent it to me?
Oh, did I not send it to you?
Well,
Oh,
it's
we watched
possible you.
it. That's right. We watched it together. Yeah, I'll send you the link. I'll send
Okay.
you the link.
Great.
I'm going to announce tomorrow to the list, to my newsletter list. And then there's a bunch of other stuff to
There's always more stuff to do.
There's always more stuff to do. Yeah. So did you guys see the link I sent for to Alex Miles's post for today? Did you guys get to read that?
Yes, it was awesome.
Wasn't it?
Awesome every day. I didn't get a chance to do today's, but I normally read her every day.
Yeah, if you get a chance, later today. Today is the day, but I guess this energy goes for a few more days. I don't remember how many. It might even be into February. But it was exciting. It was like, oh my gosh.
Stuff always is.
It always is. It always is. Okay, so as we're getting started here, how are you guys doing with stress? What's your stress level for today?
I am probably at a six because of politics. I just can't even, I can't even stand it at all. And I've listened to, I can't remember the guy's name, but Jim Acosta, who I really liked a lot, has his own podcast now. He was interviewing this gentleman who was outlining the huge damage that's being done to America as a nation and how it'll be generational
I'm on a
to
call.
fully to repair it. It's not going to just be fixed because somebody else becomes president. I think there's a level of that I know this was going to happen. I have probably watched more hours of Hitler regime documentaries than any one person should, but everything is just it's that playbook completely down to the minions, and it's insane, totally insane. And unfortunately, it's one of those, there are people who have fallen so far down the rabbit hole, they're not coming out. Some people know better and are embracing it anyway. And we just gotta, one foot in front of the other.
There's a psychic medium that puts out a show every Sunday to
I
answer
watch him
questions.
too.
Sterling,
Yeah.
did you see what he said about did you hear what he said this last week? I haven't listened to all. Yeah, I did listen to all of it, but he said he was talking about the refect and that this is like going back to 1776,
Yeah.
and the good that's going to come.
Yeah.
And when it's a whole different perception, then this is awful, but that we're building into something new. And you have to overcome that, Kimberly.
Yeah, I for the most part I do. And it there's just some days I know
Yeah.
I understand the reset part of it. It's so painful to watch. And I lay this right at the feet 10 years ago. I said, this is the media. This is insane that they are in any way propping this idiot up. And look where we are. So.
Well, you can take that into everything, just like here's a perfect example. You know who Joe Dispenza is?
Oh, yeah.
And he has done research on healing the body, and it's working, and he's proving it. Everything that Florence taught, he has scientific proof to back it up that it's real, and
Yeah,
this is how
I
it works.
listen to him too,
He's awesome.
not like every day, but I do listen to him.
Yeah. Well, they did this. They did some research. They had a group of people for a week and they tested all their blood. They took blood from them in the beginning of the week and they had a guy teaching them how to heal their bodies. And then they took blood at the end of the week and they introduced the COVID virus to all the blood samples, the before and the after. The before blood samples, everybody except the teacher, the blood accepted COVID and they would have all gotten COVID if it was in the human body. At the end of the week, they introduced the COVID virus and all of the blood rejected it. Those people would not have gotten sick at the end of the week with the at the elevated energy they had achieved. Point being, the media made everybody go into a panic when COVID hit.
Yep.
Everybody's immune system tanked, well, tanked, lowered because of anxiety, stress, and survival mode, all of those chemicals. And could it have been approached in a better way?
Oh yeah.
No.
Yep.
So it's
It
what are
sure
we going to
could.
do with our own system? We have this power, and that's why you're here. I know that's why you're here, to consciously choose to regulate our energy so that we can be at that level above. And as my Alex had posted and is posting, I mean, we're in a whole new experience of energy, and we have to use it. We can't drag the baggage from even yesterday with us into tomorrow. So if it's not making us feel good, we're going to have to cut it out of our daily experience. You can still infuse love into the entire situation and all the people involved, which is way more powerful than watching and listening and becoming disturbed and then broadcasting out that energy. But
True.
it's overcoming the need to know. And that's your mission, and it's
Yeah.
papal destruct in 5 seconds. If your mission, should you choose to accept, is to overcome that need to know what's happening to the degree that It affects your internal energy. You know, if you can watch it or listen to it and not be affected, and just go into the love vibration of infusing all of it, that's a whole different perspective. That's a whole different dynamic.
Yeah, I've been trying and being more conscious about that. There's a certain level I can't really shut myself off totally from the political issues because of my job with the union.
Oh.
It impacts, yeah, it impacts us. I mean, Connecticut is a sad place on a lot of levels, and our governor's running for a third term. He's a Republican that pretends he's a Democrat. He's rich enough that he funds his own campaigns. And he doesn't get it that we need to save money and we need to cut costs. And no, we freaking don't. We're third most, I think we're down to third richest state in the union. And we have the If we're not the highest, we're pretty damn close to the top of income disparity. So we have literal billionaires living. Connecticut's very tiny compared to especially all the Western states, very tiny. And we have people that are billionaires. I think we have 12 or 15, it might be 12 now, billionaires that live in Connecticut. And they pay crap for taxes, and you never hear about raising their taxes, which is bullshit, but okay. So, yeah, so there's a level of I have to stay in touch, but I really have gotten much, much better at not losing it over it. So.
So you will be able to reach that point where you'll be able to watch it and not be influenced by what you're seeing.
I'm getting better at when I start to feel that, oh my God, I want to slap all these people.
Well, maybe you in your mind you do that and then you can move on.
pretty much. That's part of the process. It's just like I just shake my head because I'm like, I don't even get it. And I
Okay,
know
so
there's
after you reached that level of stress and anxiety from watching that, then did you continue that throughout the day or did you turn that around?
No, I'm pretty good, getting much better at being like, okay, they've just proven again. They're all freaking out of their minds. And slowly I'm seeing evidence too of more and more people getting out there and standing up against it. And I know it's probably a good thing there aren't ice on the streets here because I would probably have ended up in jail by now. but because I wouldn't be quiet about what they're doing. But I'm not in Minneapolis, so I'll
And there's a
just
reason you're not there.
send positive waves.
There you go. There you go.
They're in our little town.
Oh my gosh, really? They just sent them into Lewiston, Maine. Like, come on. Because there's obviously tons of it. Undocumented immigrants in Lewiston, Maine. It's insane.
You know what always blows me away is that the reason America started, and now we don't want, I'm not even good. Okay, so Gail, what about your stress level?
Been pretty good this afternoon. The dogs went to the groomer and I had 2 hours to play, and I haven't had a chance to do that for since I had company. So I've gotten a few moments here and there, but that was just lovely. And then we did a little bit of work and it went well, and I'm having a cup of tea and we've got dinner planned. So,
Oh, wonderful.
and the dogs
Wonderful.
are so fluffy. We were going to go out, but it's going to be like in the high 30s by the time we'd be getting home. It's going down to 25 tonight, which is almost unheard of here. So,
Wow.
it was 7 degrees when I left for work this morning.
Yeah. That's what it was when I walked Magic this morning. Yeah,
Wow.
it's cold. However, on starting tomorrow, no, I keep thinking today's Thursday. Friday night, it's going to start to snow, and I think it's not supposed to stop until like Sunday. So
Wow.
they're predicting like up to, well, it was 10 to 15 inches of snow plus for right where I am, but we should miss the sleet and the freezing rain that's going to be south of us. So there's going to
Wow.
be this huge swath across the southern states
Right
to
up
pick
to
it up
right, it's
on.
coming up here and Sunday into Monday, and we could have it could be feet, I saw the depending. forecast, yeah.
And I live in the middle, basically the middle of the state between Massachusetts and the Long Island Sound. So up north of us typically gets more snow than we do here, but we can get our fair share. We still have snow on the ground from a couple nights ago, or actually over this past weekend it snowed, and not, 4 inches maybe. But there's, still plenty of snow. It's been cold. Been cold since then, so.
I guess that Arkansas doesn't normally get this kind of weather. It's only kind of started since I moved back. I moved back and now it starts to snow. But we brought all our Colorado coats and stuff with us, so we're good. And I got one of where, these things. Do you guys have one of these? It's a hand warmer or pocket
Oh,
warmer, and it's got you turn it on like this, and it's got a flashlight on it, so I can
that's
use it
cool.
when I take magic out. And it's got another light on here too. I don't know how to work it. I just know when you push a button, it starts getting warm.
Battery operated?
Yeah, and it's rechargeable. It's
Oh,
rechargeable.
even
It's not just
better.
battery. It's rechargeable. And you use it. It's got the C plug. Is it called
Okay.
a C plug?
Yeah.
So
The little one. I think
yeah,
the littler one.
yeah. So it's
That's awesome.
rechargeable, and it'll give you like 3 to 4 hours of heat. So it's plenty for us going out.
Oh,
And
how wonderful.
I had it under my glove the first time I used it. My sister gave it to me for Christmas like years ago. And first time I used it the other day. I had it under my glove and I got too hot. I had to take it out. It got really hot. So I don't want it touching anything, when I lay it down. You gotta be careful with it. It's hot. So anyway. Okay. So let's see. I wanted to ask, what tools are you guys using for your routine? Are you starting to put together a routine of what you're using every day that you can pull from to support you to overcome the stress and the anxiety and all that goes with that?
Well, I went on a mission to find the Chaos Flush because I know I have a copy of it somewhere and I liked that one.
Okay, I can. Well, all you have to do is take a deep breath and on the exhale, activate Chaos Flush or Chaos Flush Activate, either one, they both work. But I can send it to you, so you'll have an updated copy.
Yeah, because I know I've gotten a copy of it and it's. I had some issues with my Google Drive. So things got kind of like fragmented, I think. And where I thought it was, it wasn't. So I have to do some more searching around.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and send it to you and then you don't have to search.
Okay.
I can do that. Or I'll put a link to it on the Bootcamp Central webpage.
Okay.
And then Gail,
Okay.
if you need it, I know Gail uses it, so yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was reading through the book, the Empowerment Journal book, because I have one. And I'm just getting set up. I've been listening to some meditations in the morning. There's a couple on YouTube that I like, so I've been listening to them.
So when you
And
listen to them, does that move you into a more calm, peaceful state?
It does help me feel calmer. I really struggle with meditating of just qu really quieting my mind. it's been a struggle for me forever. I have that issue. There's times, I just feel like I'm herding cats because I'm, the breathing always helps me feel better. I've been trying to make sure I do a lot more at, like at work, and drinking more water, which my doctor was pleased. She said, "You're drinking more water." I said, "Yes, I am. I'm trying very hard to do that." And she said, "Well, it's good because she did blood work and she said, well, your kidney function has improved." I'm like, "Okay, there you
Wow.
go."
Good.
Yeah. It's but it, it that it's kind of like, getting my mind to quiet. Drinking water is another one of those things that, and I know by the time you feel thirsty, you're dehydrated. You're not just like it's warning you're getting dehydrated. You are. So I try to keep up with it. Oh, excuse me one second. I think I'm going to try to get Vianney to eat a little more. So I'm right here. I can hear. I just want to, she's up. I try not to wake her up.
Yeah, what about you? I know you've had a really busy week, so
I haven't really been able to use my tools, but Mary is such a persistent alarm clock. It's like she will not let me stay in a stressful situation at the desk. And she makes me get up about between 8 and 9. And I mean, it's almost like she's hitting me with her nose. It just gets harder and harder and harder, those taps. And I think for everything that's been going on, I'm doing pretty darn well. We had an all-day workshop Saturday, and I was exhausted. And then Sunday, we didn't get back from church until like 3, so I was pretty tired then. Monday, we just mostly did down day, and then yesterday we had another workshop.
You have some right there. You need that.
Three.
You leave her alone. Leave
Today,
her alone.
I've been able to relax and play a little bit and still get a little bit done, but so I'm planning to start the chakra meditation again tomorrow.
With everything that's been going on, of course, it's kind of perfect that you're so have been so busy this week to see how you do with, okay, I'm feeling a little pressured and using the tools to not feel pressured anymore. And your awareness of where your energy is. So did you have that happen a lot where you notice that you're starting to, get a little anxious or a little stressed or a little pressured?
And Reverend Carey's real good at picking up on when I don't look like I'm doing well. We've had air quality alerts and high juniper pollen levels, and that's the thing I'm most allergic to. So I've had some sinus stuff going on, and
Oh wow.
I've kept it under control, so it never got to migraine.
Interesting that you bring up the allergens. I think I told you, I might not have told you about the time that let's see, it had to been like 2000. We were at a football game. Fred's son was playing football and it was in
Oh,
September.
and you did the Reiki on the
And I
football
did the
player?
Reiki on him. Yeah. And my allergies went away. Yeah, so when you start to feel the symptoms of those allergies, Reiki the dogs. Because that beautiful love energy is flowing right through you into them, and the side effect is your own healing. So give that a try and see how that works out. I'd love to hear it worked. All my allergies are gone. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that's when I get asthma symptoms. So I have been using my asthma medication. Keeps it under control. But yeah.